You're listening to SBS News.
The Russian capital, Moscow, has brought in its strictest lockdown measures in more than a year, as daily national pandemic deaths and infections hit new highs. In the past week, over 250,000 coronavirus cases have been recorded, with over 7,300 deaths. Anton Avdiev from the Russian Funeral Workers Union says the numbers have overwhelmed funeral workers who are trying to manage the dead with respect.
Главврачи больниц, они продолжают также людей выдавать в этих мусорных пакетах.
Head doctors continue to give dead people away from hospitals in black trash bags. It causes social irritation because within our traditional society, the deceased is a human being, not a rabid dog, not a cow who died of typhus. It's a human being.
To slow the virus, all non-essential services in the capital will close for what is being called a non-working period to November the 7th. Until this week, authorities have shied away from severe lockdowns that have already been imposed in many countries. But in the past 24 hours alone, the country recorded over 35,000 cases and more than 1,000 deaths.
There are difficulties in the work of large-scale objects such as morgues. No one could predict that the virus would cause such loading on industry, although regions must have understood the situation because in Moscow, all of the cases began much earlier. But everybody thought that it would pass by.
Russia is the hardest-hit country in Europe and still has low vaccination rates, despite developing several of its own vaccines. Meanwhile, the second highest death toll in the region is in the United Kingdom. Over the past week, it's recorded its highest number of new cases since July. Despite that, the UK has announced that it will remove the last seven countries from its coronavirus red list. Transport Minister Grant Shapps says Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Haiti, Panama, Peru and Venezuela will be removed from November.
Well, this is great news actually for travellers. People will be able to travel here from anywhere without now having to go through a mandatory quarantine as the red list reduces to zero countries on it. And we've been able to do this now because the variants of concern that we've been tracking are no longer of concern to the chief medical officers. And so this will apply throughout the whole of the UK.
Changes will only apply to fully vaccinated passengers. Anyone not vaccinated will still have to take tests and complete quarantine. More nations' coronavirus vaccinations will also be recognised by Britain.
Well, it's really good news today. In addition to having zero countries on the red list, there's no more managed quarantine for the moment. We've also got another 30 countries where we'll be recognising their vaccine programme effectively. So from those additional countries, people will be able to come here. That means there are over 135 countries and territories worldwide where we recognise their certification for double vaccinated people. Again, more good news for the travel sector, which let's face it, it's been right at the forefront of this crisis over the last year and a half.
Germany's case numbers have taken their biggest jump in 2 weeks, with over 28,000 new infections. But the German parliament has announced it will not extend the epidemic situation of national scope when it expires next month. The three political parties in talks to form the next government have said they do not support the state of emergency expiration. Dirk Wieser is deputy chairman of the Social Democratic Party of the Germany Parliamentary Group.
Fest steht für uns, und das sage ich auch sehr deutlich, Schulschließungen, Lockdowns und Ausgangssperren wird es jedenfalls...
One thing is certain for us, and I will say this very clearly. There will be no more school closures, lockdowns or curfews, as these measures are also disproportionate in the current situation. That's why we will also remove the possible access to corresponding orders that are now still in the legislation.
They say the situation has fundamentally changed due to the fact that about two-thirds of the population are now vaccinated, adding that while the pandemic still needs to be handled responsibly, restrictions on civil rights need to ease. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.